I once went to a meeting about the IT systems in a government that affected tertiary education. The person who came was someone from the ministry. And one of the notable things about the talk was that in the first 10 minutes or so, we heard one acronym after another. And some of the acronyms we knew, but a great many of them we did not know. This shows something about acronyms that is a bit unlike other vocabulary. Acronyms tend to be made up in a very local context. Different institutions have their own acronyms. Presumably every bank has its acronyms for different committees, different procedures. And so a lot of the acronyms are completely opaque to everyone else. You would think that maybe this is because those who make them up like to have their own secret language, but probably it's a lot less conspiratorial than that. It seems that acronyms tend to be made up to ease communication, and where you have a lot of long names with, say, five or six nouns together, then acronyms are a convenient way of shortening that. And in many institutions, those acronyms don't need to be known outside of the institution or the particular committee or government department. And so one of the things that it's quite exciting to do is to enter one of these small, partly closed communities and look at all its acronyms. Sometimes you find there are dozens and dozens of different acronyms, all quite unknown by anyone outside the particular context in which they're used, and the context can often be quite small.